Welcome, 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 everyone. I am so excited to be here with you guys. It seems like it's been longer than 2 weeks. I don't know. I am just ready to get online and be with you guys. I hope you guys had an interesting timeline this last 2 weeks. It's been kind of odd for me because I'm really trying to stay on the New Earth timeline. And as you guys heard on other shows, you know, people kind of jumped onto family timelines and all of that. And I did have some people coming through and staying with me over the New Year's as they were traveling down to their winter place to get out of the cold. And it was interesting because it was going well. And I will, BBS, thank you. It was going well, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, one of the people was on their phone and said something to the effect of, "Oh no, New Orleans and the whole big New Orleans situation that happened." And I excused myself from the room, and I went and kind of, you know, got back onto where I was. But it's so funny how when you were around people that, I don't want to say you're clueless, because they're very intelligent people. They're very good people. They just are not aware of this whole ascension process. And I was just really trying to be light, be sunshine. And it was interesting. It was interesting. So there are several things I want to talk about. I hope everyone had a wonderful time. And that you were able to love and be loved and just glow from your heart center with everyone you interacted with. I'm going to go out of order here. I had my notes here, but I think I'm going to go a little out of order. I want to thank everybody that reaches out to me and sends me notes and posts notes on my show. BBS will tell you I am not the most techie person in the world. And so I haven't quite figured out how to respond to you guys, but you guys have reached out and just covered me with love, and it's like a warm blanket on a cold winter day. And it's just, it's nice to know that when you're on this whiplash walk and that you're, you know, trudging through the mud, that you're swimming through the mud, as I say, on my way to ascension, that it's nice to know that there's people that have been through it and are on the other side and going, "Man, I can so relate. You really are singing my song." And then there's other ones that are not as far along possibly as some are on the Q train. And they're really relating as well. And that was the whole purpose of this show, is to be able to reach the people at different levels. And just to say, "Hey, I'm not the cleaned fish out here. I'm not the one that has all the sea lice off of me and that I'm, you know, beautiful and squeaky clean. I'm still going through it." And I had a friend that reached out, and I won't say her name, but she reached out, and she really, really resonates with the whole dark night of the soul process. And, you know, you're in a situation to where not everybody in your bubble believes the way you do, but you love them dearly and deeply, and you feel kind of stuck and feel kind of overwhelmed and unheard possibly. Know that you're heard. Know that I know, and know that I understand, and everybody else on this show does too. And we've gone through those feelings. Some of us are still going through those feelings, and you are not alone. Just work on you. That's the only thing you can really do, is work on you, working on taking all the thoughts in your head and dropping them into your heart, and then loving and seeing and living life through your heart. The only way that we can draw people through this ascension process is by shining the light within us, is by being that light that's kind of like a lighthouse on a cold, stormy night in the middle of the night, on a rocky coastline. We are that lighthouse. We are that light that will guide and direct them. In an area where I live, we have these bugs that are called June bugs. And if you dare turn on your porch light in the middle of the summer, The June bugs are everywhere outside, and they're kind of this crunchy little beetle-looking bug. And if you walk outside, they're flying around your porch light, and they get stuck in your hair. It's kind of bleh, that kind of thing. And so anyway, you can either be the lighthouse on the rocky coastline, or you can be the June bug that is drawn to the light. You could be the light that draws the June bug. Whatever one you want to be you, boo. That'll be fine. I just wanted to let that particular person know that from my heart center, I deeply, deeply love you, and I hear you, and I see you, and you've got this. You've got this. You just keep increasing that life force energy in you. You just keep working on that, working on you. And you'll draw what you're seeking. Black Butterfly, I got your lovely message. Thank you for reaching out. It's so nice to hear from all of our BBS listeners. We talk show host and BBS radio and TV absolutely love our listeners, and we're so grateful for each and every one of you. We could not do this without you guys. I know you guys always call in and say thank you so much, and we really appreciate you, and it's so appreciated to be heard and to know that we're making a difference. But I want you all to know that we couldn't do this without you. We wouldn't do this if it wasn't for you. So thank you, and beautiful love to you, Black Butterfly. Thank you for your message. And Sarah, I love you. I hope you had a wonderful time these past 2 weeks. And Gina, I'm working on getting that song for you, I promise. I said we will talk later soon. I look forward to talking to you soon. And then, Gisela, I'm hungry for fr some fresh peaches. I know it's not the season, but I'm ready. I'm waiting. And Mike and Karen and Robin and Lauren and Debbie and Corinne and so many others whose names I won't name, just to out of respect for them. My deepest heart-centered love to you all. Thank you so much for reaching out and loving on me and encouraging me. I just kind of wanted to get that at the front end. I wanted you guys to know that I do appreciate you greatly. There's something I want to draw your attention to. I'm going to jump around a little bit today. There's several things that are on my radar. One of the first things is the severe weather that's going to be hitting Saturday night and then Sunday, Monday, going across from about, this is in the United States, everyone, going from Kansas across Missouri and then just going straight across to the East Coast. It's a huge weather pattern that is looking to be pretty impressive. We all know, in listening to Q, the weather is controlled. We'll leave it at that. But the freezing temps are looking to be like they're going to be pretty impressive. So, Kansas, Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, Kentucky, West Virginia, and then even on Monday, Delaware and DC and Maryland, all of those areas. There's a big swath that's coming your way. And I was listening to someone that has a show that is like-minded with us, and they were pointing out that there is a particular critter. I would call them cold-blooded reptiles that don't do well in freezing temperatures. And it just has me wondering, I'm wondering if this weather is being controlled from the positive side and is maybe seeking out to make life a little miserable on some critters. We'll leave it at that. And then I do understand also that on Sunday, Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas looks like you might be getting some pretty impressive storms as far as not snow as much as rain and possible tornadoes, which we also know are Not natural. So let's all put our positive thoughts out there, and let's use our commands, and let's let it do its work, but let's protect all that might be getting caught in the crossfire. Okay, guys, let's talk about something a little different here. I was on when things were happening in Las Vegas, and I don't want to draw a lot of attention to it, but you guys know Las Vegas, and in can't even think of the name of it right now. Well, I'll just get into it. When the news was happening these last couple of weeks, and there was a lot of media coverage on things that were reported to be tragic, I got to thinking. I talked about this a long, long time ago on my show. I don't even remember which episode it was, but I didn't really get into detail. I just kind of did a 30,000 foot flyover on it. And part of my heart is to make sure people are ready for things that might be a little uncomfortable. That comes from Bill, my Bill. He was always coaching me and preparing me for things that could happen. So, how are you going to handle it? I think you guys have heard me say before that have listened to my show for a while that Bill would say the body can't go where the mind hasn't already been. It's not going against taking your thoughts and dropping them into your heart, but it's playing out scenarios in your head, not focusing on the bad or the evil, but just playing out scenarios on your head. For example, Bill would say, when you're at a grocery store, don't blindly walk in and blindly walk out in a trance, just not paying attention. Pay attention to what's outside the grocery store doors. Pay attention to what's going on in the parking lot. Pay attention to who might possibly be hanging around the grocery store doors. And before you just come meandering out, look to see who's outside to make sure that your source within you is at peace before you head on out. So, with that said, let's talk a little bit about martial law. Do you know what to do if martial law is declared? And this can be worldwide, but I'm speaking more for the United States or for America, just because that is where my knowledge base is. But do you know what to do if martial law is imposed? And how do you prepare? The body can't go where the mind hasn't already been. How do you act? And then what does it mean? The first thing I want to say is do not be in fear. False evidence appearing real. Do not be in fear. Get your knowledge. Get the knowledge. So, martial law is a temp can be a temporary rule by military authorities of a designated area during an emergency. Civil authorities are deemed unable to function. So that means like your police departments, okay? Sheriff's departments are empowered to assist during martial law, not your police departments, okay? Now, could the military want to ask the police departments to assist and help? Absolutely. But martial law does deem civil authorities unable to function. Okay. Generally speaking, there is a suspension of normal civil rights and the extension to the civilian population of summary, military justice or military law. So, in theory, it is temporary. But it may continue indefinitely, as you have seen in some other countries. So This is something to think about. Regular civil courts do not review the decisions of tribunals set up by the military. So, if in fact we do get some disclosures going on, and that is something that is disclosed possibly, in the media release of what has been going on these past several years, think Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. Think things like that. If in fact that does happen, I just want everybody to know that the regular civil courts do not review the decisions of tribunals set up by the military. So if you have military in the streets and martial law has been declared, stay out of their way. Let them do their jobs. If you're not doing anything wrong, you're okay. You're okay. It's the military doing their jobs, which they've been doing now for a long time. You just haven't seen it. And they've been doing a lot of underground work and underground, literally and figuratively speaking. And I've heard somebody say, this is kind of funny. I heard somebody say, if somebody's running down the street and you see the military, chasing them, and you can put a toe out and trip them, that's about all the assist you can do. Just get out of their way, that kind of thing. That made me laugh. I thought that was kind of funny. But if you let them do their jobs, but I don't want you to be in fear. So let them do their jobs, but remember your sovereign authority. Remember who you are. Remember that if you're listening to this show, more than not, you're probably a light being. So you have really more authority than the military, but in the timelines that we're on currently, until we all can like make it through to our ascension level of full light replacing our DNA situation, let them do their jobs and let them know, but don't be in fear, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Do not be in fear. Don't let that concern you, because if we are in martial law, that means that things are going to be getting disclosed, and they're probably anticipating people imploding on what they're going to be seeing. This person that I was listening to the other day, they kind of broke it down into three categories, the types of people into three categories. And I thought it was good. The first category, I think they said they did like ABC. So let's say the first category is A. And those are the people that have no clue. Life is good. Life is going on. The current leadership before January 20th is great. The economy is great. There are no problems in the world, and I am happy. That's category A. Category B are probably more, I would say like the patriots, maybe even some Trumpsters, some MAGA followers. They are what some people would call red pilled. So they are at that point, and they are focused, and they are strong, and but they are going to church, and they are church going, and they are focused on that, and they have no idea of, alien controlled situations, military industrial complex goings on, Gitmo situations, mask wearers, cloning, frazzle drip, Pizzagate. I can just throw it out there. They don't know all of that. They just know they love Trump, and Trump is going to save us. So they've made him their savior now. And that is that category B. And then category C, if you're listening to me and you've made it to this point, you're probably most likely in category C, because you were like, whiplash, what the freak is happening? Everything I knew growing up, everything I loved and cherished, Like Christmas was my favorite time of the year, and I am going to admit I was raised as a Christian, but by God, I loved Christmas trees and I loved Christmas presents and bows and lights and the food and the getting together with grandma and grandpa. And I mean, I loved that. And it's gone now. It's like, well, great. But I have decided that I like twinkle lights. I like lights. And for the longest time, I've mentioned before that when Bill would get to the house before me, when he would come to visit, I left my Christmas tree up all year long, just so you guys know. Not for the ornaments, for the lights. And so a lot of times I would sit in the living room without any lamps or overhead lights on, and I would just have the Christmas tree lights on for the ambiance. I just loved that feel, that I just love the warmth of that. And so when it all came out, kind of what Christmas was and all of that, I was like, oh, my favorite thing on the planet, my favorite holiday. Ah. And so I remember looking at Bill going, crap, I guess I'll take the tree down. And he was so sweet. He was like, well, you don't have to. He goes, you could just do like a winter tree. Why don't you just do a winter tree? And then when spring comes, you love spring. Why don't you just redecorate it for spring? And so Corinne, a friend of mine, I shared that with her, and she's like, that we have a, I think it was a blessings tree or something like that. And I'm just giggling because I'm like, yay! So I have not put a tree back up since I took it down last January after my mom left for her Christmas visit. It was 2 years ago. So I haven't put a tree up since then. So I had bought stuff to do a winter tree and I just didn't get it done for this holiday, but I think I might put my winter tree up and enjoy it. I don't know. I'll keep you guys posted on that. So the Christmas thing was a big one for me. That was a hard one for me. And Bill was so sweet, and he was like, besides, like, how are you going to find your way home if the tree's not lit? Because that's how you find your way home. And I thought that was really sweet because I would always tell him that, when I was coming up the road, it was so nice that I knew, he was here because the tree was on. And it was kind of like the Motel 6, we'll leave the light on for you kind of situation. So don't get caught up in it being a Christmas tree. If it blows your skirt up or it makes your heart happy, make it a winter tree or make it a friendship tree or make it a whatever tree and pick different ornaments or pick a different color scheme or use your same ornaments. I don't care. Just, you be you. You enjoy you. So I just kind of want to let you know that that was something that I was dealing with last Christmas. And Bill was so kind to say, easy fix. Just make it a winter tree. So, I want to talk a little bit about when my guests were here at New Year's, and I really had to, most of the time I was fine, but I really kind of had to stay focused on my New Earth timeline whenever the New Orleans news came out, and then Vegas, et cetera, all that was going on. And my question to you is this, and there's a post on let me see if I get my notes here. There's a post on for the people.space that'll line up with this, which I thought was great because I hadn't looked at it until I did this, and then I did a quick look at for the people.space and it aligned beautifully. But my questions to you are this, and you know how you have to take You command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart, and you're to view things through your heart center, run things through your heart filter. So I'm asking you, run this through your heart filter. Where are all of the amateur cell phone videos? Everybody walks around with their nose in their cell phone when they're out and about. Anywhere you go, if you go on Facebook or anywhere, anybody that's out and about or out is out partying or is out doing whatever, et cetera, and so forth, They're taking selfies, they're taking pictures, they're showing where they're at, they're doing everything. But where are all of the amateur cell phone videos of these tragedies? Maybe I haven't seen them. Maybe they're out there. But I just want to encourage you, things are going to get tough to decipher for everyone, especially if we stay or view from our heads and not out of our discerning heart knowledge. So just remember, fear, false evidence appearing real, okay? Make decisions from your heart center and use your heart filter on everything. Don't use your eyes or your ears or your head knowledge. The closer we get to the perceived or anticipated January 20th changeover of power here in America, I really believe the more the MK Ultra programming and media manipulation with CGI, computer generated imagery, is going to be rearing its ugly head. So if they can make movies that we used to enjoy before we were more enlightened, with the special effects and the scenes and the characters and the CGI that they used for virtual reality and augmented reality, if they can make those to where we can't tell whether it's live or whether it's Memorex, as they used to say back in the day, if we can't tell that, then how can you guarantee me that what we're seeing in the media on the news for New Orleans and Las Vegas and et cetera and so forth, all that's been going on recently, Trump Tower, how can we be guaranteed that what our little eyes are seeing and what our little ears are hearing is correct? It's so important for us as light beings right now to look and view and seek through our heart center. So, commanding our spirits to take all the thoughts in our heads and drop them into our hearts and use that heart filter to make the decisions. And the thing that I want to encourage you guys, for the people.space has a really good article there. I don't know if I pulled up right now. Yeah, the Pirates Map. Let's go back to wait. So if you go back to the one that says wait on the bottom right, it talks about, wait before you judge. And it talks about cyber war as war conducted in and from computers and networks waged by states or their proxies. Attacks may result in comparable harm to actual warfare and or disrupting vital computer systems. Some intended outcomes could be espionage, sabotage, propaganda, manipulation, or economic warfare. And then it goes down about, it talks about John Swinton. He's the chief editorial writer for the New York Times from 1860 to 1870. 1860 to 1870. He was well known for calling a spade in the business of reporting, and for the people.space went ahead to include something that was written about him. So this was way back in the 1800s. And then for the people.space says, dark forces have been breaking the morality and integrity of humanity down for centuries by mastering the art of deception, creating conflict, mimicking a person to post in their name, causing riots, wars, misunderstandings, fear, confusion, rage, and disagreements between groups to break apart those who may combine to overthrow globalists. Says no matter what you're reading or watching anywhere, please remember we're in a cyber war. And so if we go back to, and you can continue to read, there was more on that if you want to continue to read on that. But if you go back to under the recent post, it says a pirate's map. Under the pirate's map, it talks about being under a black flag we sail, and the sea shall be our empire. The wait before you judge explains more of what I was talking about the CGI and the special effects and the scenes and et cetera and so forth of what is going on and how through imagery they are still doing an MK Ultra smear. So the Pirate's Map is something I wanted to talk about. Yeah, we're good on time. It's not something that I've shared with a lot of people. I've shared it a little bit, and I've just kind of decided that it's important for everyone to know. It came up a little bit on Q today on, I think it was on Timelines, but quite honestly, I don't remember. It was either on these Timelines or on sorry guys. I'm having ascension brain. It was on one of these shows today, I believe. And it made me think, okay, maybe I should go ahead and just jump into this and just share this with everybody. And I'm going to drop this, and it's not something that I can really walk you through on my show, but you can start digging and reading up and checking for yourself to see if this is something that is, as Bill would say, the cheese done slid off Sunshine's cracker, or she's on to something. There's a book I've mentioned before that I want to mention again. It's a little book. It's not very thick. It's the NationalLibertyAlliance.org is the website where you can get this. Or the great, horrible place where you order things that come in the box with a little smile on it. You can get it there too. It's called Meet Your Straw Man and Whatever You Want to Know. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding, Proverbs 3:13. So there's a little bit of a Bible for you, but this talks about governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. But it talks about what your straw man is, who your straw man is, and if nobody has told you that you have a straw man, then this could be a very interesting experience for you to read this little book. And it's a little book. The questions in the first page, it's like, let's have a little quiz. It says, who meets there? And it's a picture of the Capitol building. Who meets there? What do they do there? Do they help you in any way? If you're answers were members of the government. They represent all the people living in the country. And yes, they create laws to protect me and my family. Then let me congratulate you on getting every one of your answers wrong. Didn't do too well on that quiz. Okay, let's have another go. When was slavery abolished? Was slavery legal? Are you in debt to a financial institution? Here are the answers. The serving officers of a commercial corporation. So the question was, when was slavery abolished? Slavery has never been abolished, and you yourself are considered to be a slave right now. We all know that. We in category C, as I mentioned earlier, know that. So, yes, slavery is legal, although it is not lawful. You need to discover the difference, and this book will help you with that. And then number three, are you in debt to a financial institution? No, you are not in debt to a financial institution. So if these seem a little strange or weird to you, this book would be really helpful to dig into and look at. It's really a small book. I think it's got like 70, 80 pages in it. And a lot of those are like their footnotes where they, gave you where they got a lot of their information. So if you look at the Pirate's Map, it's talking about Pirate's Map. It talks about maritime law, and it's a set of rules that regulate private maritime business. I love how she does it. Nautical matters, so nautical matters, easily working in favor of pirates. Anything surrounded by water is fair game. Dot dot dot, and everything is surrounded by water. So, it's really a it's really a good post to read, and I encourage everybody to read it because it talks about lowercase and uppercase words and why they're written that way in capital letters as opposed to lowercase. And I'm not going to get into that. That's getting more into the meat and potatoes, and I'm just going to give you the 30,000 foot flyover. Not something I share with everybody, but for those out there that understand what I'm fixing to say, congratulations. It was a battle to get to this point, and I'm glad you're there. So I am a fully authenticated people of the US. I've gone through the process to become fully authenticated, which required me to get certified copies of my birth certificate from the state in which I was born, and then sending those to the Secretary of State in the state I was born and requesting that they confirm that they were authentic. Once I got that back from the state that I sent it to, it came back with a cover page that said the state in which I was born and the Secretary of State seal and was signed. You then take, and this is just 30,000 foot flyover, so don't do this as Sunshine said, and this will happen. You've got to study this out. But then you take that document with the birth certificate. They only need one, but I wanted extras, so I sent some extra copies, certified copies. And you send it to Virginia, and you wait and you wait and you wait. My guess is because they probably only have one person there in the office, because everybody else has probably been Gitmoed. Anyway, that's side note. So anyway, you send it to Virginia. And you're requesting that to be fully authenticated by the US. Okay. And so eventually I received back my documents that I sent with another cover page from Virginia that Secretary of State Blinken signed, sealed, and then the most important part is they brad together all these pages. So the state pages, the state Secretary of State, and then the state of, excuse me, the US Secretary of State Blinken. And so then they're bradded all together. And once they're bradded all together, it's a federal offense if someone takes those apart. And you have then been fully authenticated. So you are a fully authenticated people of the US. A person is like a purser on a maritime ship out at sea. When I became fully authenticated, and this gets really deep, guys, but when I became fully authenticated, I took control of my, I gotta go back. Hold that thought. I'm fully authenticated people of the US, okay? When you are born, you get a birth certificate. And on that birth certificate, you have basically a federal banknote. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Like I said, I'm doing a 30,000 foot flyover. I'm not gonna get deep in the weeds. So if you look at your original, which you won't have your original, but if you look at the one that you think is your original birth certificate, there's going to be more likely than not red ink on there with a number. And the paper on which it's printed is on federal banknote paper. And so when, if you look at your birth certificate, the mother is the one that signs as the, what is the word? Let me see, I have it right here. The mother signs the birth certificate as the informant, I think is what it is. Let me look here. Sorry for the paper shuffling noise, guys. Yes, the mother signs as the informant. And so, as the informant, once that is signed, basically your mother has signed you away to be traded. And so, and you can read this all in For the People dot space. She did an excellent job on this. I was like, yes, it's so good. And so you can read all of that, and it talks about how you are now traded and out to sea you go. So let me come back to once I got all my documents back, they were bratted together. I've got both Secretary of State for the state I was born in and for the DC corporation. I am no longer, they can't trade me on the black market anymore. So I'm no longer lost at sea under maritime law, and I have, and it's very important, parked my ship on solid ground. Okay. So basically, I have said F you to them. I've taken back control of me, and they can't trade my ass. Sorry, BBS. They can't trade me on the black market and make millions off of me and take advantage of my mother's innocence by signing my birth certificate, which is a federal bank note. So at the time of them basically getting that bank note signed over from my mother, it's probably worth anywhere between $650,000 to $750,000. And then over time, as you age and they trade it and invest it and trade it and invest it and trade it and invest it, it can be worth multiple millions. So, the only powers granted to the federal government in the original Constitution for the US is what I should abide by. Because I'm fully authenticated people of the US. There's an original constitution, and then there's another constitution, which is the one that the corporation, the United States Corporation, is operating under. I basically took my right back and said, I'm going to operate under our original constitution. So, all of that to say, I know that was pretty convoluted. But there's a lot to what Asha and her team has posted on for the people dot space, and it's really good information for you to look at and to understand and to see if it sits well with you to understand how deeply deceptive things have been since your physical body was birthed on this planet. It also pertains to marriage licenses, divorce decrees, things like that. So it handles, I think I'll leave it there. I think I'm just gonna. In the article, it talks about corporate owners have tricked, and I'm reading this from For the People.space to give them credit. It talks about a real inhabitant of a country now legally deemed a corporation becomes an incorporated servant of the corporation. Okay? So when you're birthed into a country that is operating as a corporation, second constitution, the corporate owners have tricked the parents into signing over their child's birth certificate printed on bond paper in the hospital that secures and continues the game legally. The child has now officially been birthed by the dock. Their certificate hands ownership of the vessel, the baby, to the corporate port authority, who in turn sells the vessel on the market, just as any other commodity. You're like wheat, corn, beans, fuel. You're just like any other commodity. And they trade you on that market and make money off of you, and you don't get a dime. This began in a pirate's imagination made real in their imaginary courts so they could play an imaginary game and use humans and countries as chess pieces they own. This is reading from For the People again. In their imagination, they imagined all the rules and imagine we will play along. And if we don't, they simply kill us. Indentured servants to corporations are waking up now, which is why the corporations are investing in eugenics to cull the masses who will stand up against their imaginary game, which they have recently lost after a very long winning streak sustained by pure bamboozlement. And so I felt I don't really tell anybody about my personal stuff, but there you go. So it's something to look into. And it's interesting. It talks about how Canada is really a part of the United States, and Canada is not the only corporation registered in the District of Columbia. It appears to be much of the world. So there are a lot of really, really good things that For the People dot space put in here, and I just want to encourage you to get on there and go look at it. For the People dot space. I guess to wrap it up, I've got just a few minutes left. I want to encourage you guys to take that if it resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, that's okay. That's okay. But in reading this, I thought, I have always told you guys that even, at risk of exposing too much, saying too much, or being too open, I wanted to confirm that that was good information. That is legitimate. That is, she's not smoking crack and this cheese hasn't slid off her cracker. They're spot on that information that they gave you. So I am honored to be able to go on Being Inspired with Q coming up in what, about 10 minutes or so. And I want to talk a little bit about maybe the quantum system and Snow White, and there's some stuff that I studied and listened to from Dolores Cannon, which is really interesting with Nostradamus, and I thought, well, Q would probably be very good at answering that one. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that if he's open to that. And then we've got all these planets aligning, and I want to know why and what's the purpose, and if there's any insider information that Q can share with us on what are these, six planets aligning, and what's the big deal with that? What's the story behind that? Want to maybe talk a little bit about martial law and see if he knows kind of, what's going on with that, and if in fact, that is something that will be coming. He wanted to talk about ascension symptoms too, and I don't think we really got into a lot of that, so I think I want to bring that back around. And then I've got a couple of questions from weeks ago, and I'm sorry guys, weeks ago, that I was given, and we'll run those past Q and see if he wants to address those as well. So I want to see if he's got a song for us. He hasn't been singing a lot for us lately, and last one he sang was spot on. It was really good. So I'll see if he'll have a song for us, Gina. That'll be awesome. And then I just really want to encourage you guys to stay on the New Earth timeline as best you can. I know when we go to work, we have to, it's hard to stay on a higher plane, higher dimension when, you're bombarded with, lower drama. Let's put it that way. So a quick update real quick. The situation with my work, there's still a lot of tension there. There's still a lot of aggression coming my way from a particular entity. And I'm just taking the higher road and not responding, and others are responding to the emails or to the attacks, and I'm just not going to play the game. So believing that if in fact things do progress and I am faced with having to be pulled into their muck and mire, that I will be ready. So I want to thank you guys all for joining me. It has been so wonderful getting back on the radio with you guys. And I got the cutest message from BBS. No worries. Feel free to swear. We don't censor. It's your show. Yay! I love BBS radio. Chit, chit, chit. So anyway, oh, I'm sorry if I offended anybody, but anyway, it's kind of funny. I just love these guys so much, and everybody that's behind the scenes that I've never met. Know from my heart, deep in my heart, that you guys do such good work. And how in the world would we around this jello bowl, as Q calls it or has described it, how would we all be able to continue in our walks through ascension if we did not have BBS radio? So I encourage you guys to love on them, reach out to them, tell them how much you appreciate them and how hard they work, especially on Q Train Saturday, because it's overwhelming, I'm sure, sometimes when phones are ringing and equipment has backfired, or we're under attack, and next thing you know, we're off the air, and then we're back on, and how quickly they get us back on. I've worked radio before, more in sales and marketing, and then doing voiceovers and stuff like that. But when things go bad in production, or when things go bad on live, it's all hands on deck. So thank you, BBS Radio. I love you guys. I don't know how many more minutes I have, but I just want to tell every one of you I love you from the depths of my heart center. And I look forward to joining you guys with Q in about 5 minutes or so, and we will pick it up and see what he wants to talk about, and we'll go from there. Have a wonderful, beautiful week. And I know for you guys that are going to be in this cold snap, I know that it's uncomfortable. So use your commands and attack it with your commands, and protect your homes, protect your livestock, protect your animals, protect your plants. And stay safe, stay warm, and I'm sending lots of love and heat your way. BBS, if it's okay with you, let's sign off just a few minutes early, and I'll be back at the top of the hour with Q, everybody. Love, love, love each and every one of you guys. Bye. Mwah!